Hello, everybody. What's up? Today for this episode, we are going to be interviewing some people. And in those interviews, we will be talking about insecurities. Another thing we will be talking about is ways to get rid of those voices in your head. They might say, no, that's not safe. And even, no, you can't do that. Well, look, here comes Fiona for our first interview. I'll see you guys in a moment. So we are here today with Fiona, and tell us a little bit about yourself, Fiona.
Okay, so I really love gymnastics and cheer and dance, and I just got into theater at Wilson Theater Project, and yeah, I also love to do spas with my mom, and I love hanging out with my friends.
That's very great. So we are going to talk about some things that might have to do with insecurities. So tell us, what is one thing you're self-conscious about?
Okay. Oh, so this one is kind of weird. It's like actually really weird. So if I'm wearing like a pet top and then I'm wearing like shirts and then what if like someone says, oh, your belly is fat. That's like really embarrassing. But also, my friend, you know, can I say their name though? So I have like allergies, and so my friend said having allergies makes your what's called immune to sound stupid, and actually that's not true. And then he told everyone, and now everyone knows that I have like pollen allergy and stuff, and that just makes it like sniffly, and then it's like really embarrassing.
Yeah, I get that. What is something you can do about it to make yourself feel less self-conscious at that exact moment?
Well, I just tell him, that it's fun that I have allergies and doesn't make myself like stupid. It's just that my body then like react good to those foods.
That is exactly one way that I would recommend it for everybody to stand up for themselves. And next question, have you ever been stopped by yourself because of one of your insecurities?
Yeah, so there's this thing called a light, and so I didn't really try my hardest. You had to audition to get in. I didn't really try my hardest because, like, I knew that I wasn't going to get in, but it was just, like, fun to audition. But, like, even though I didn't get in because, like, I knew I wouldn't, that, like, stopped me from doing my best work, so I could have had a chance to get in, but I just didn't try my hardest.
Wow. That's very interesting. What do you have to say as a pep talk to people who are self-conscious and have insecurities?
Well, usually I say like, it's okay. You can just do it. No one will say that much about you. You're awesome.
Next, Evelyn's coming.
Okay, we have Evelyn here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Evelyn? What's your favorite color? Do you have any siblings?
My favorite color is purple, and I have an older sister.
That's really great.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
All right.
What is your biggest insecurity?
What do you mean by that?
Something you're self-conscious about.
Definitely meeting new people. I feel really awkward around people. Like, say, when I went to this new camp, or when I went go to a new school or something, I would feel really awkward around everyone. I'm very shy.
Well, you seem like a fake personality. That's great for you.
What do you think people think of you
when you meet them?
Well, some people figure out that I was bossy. Some people thought that when I was a little younger, but now that's kind of changed. I've reflected on that, and it's really helped.
That's good. So what did you do about it to help?
I opened up some new ideas. I let everyone have their own self. So that would definitely help me. That definitely helped me.
That's great.
Have you ever overcome one of your insecurities?
Another one?
A different one?
Well, I am always worried about things. Like, I have a lot of anxiety. Like, sometimes I'm scared that things are going to happen to me. And I just tell myself nothing's going to happen. And I usually just, like, do something to calm myself down. And then I just get back to whatever else.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Do you have any strategies to say that can help others feel better about their insecurities?
I like to watch something happy or read about something that just takes over my... I like to distract my mind when I feel worried about something. That really helps distract my mind.
And do you have a pep talk to give everybody?
You know, you're always safe. You're fine. Nothing's going to happen. And no matter what people think of you, everyone's unique. So it doesn't matter what people think of you.
That is a great pep talk. I recommend all of you guys to listen to that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Our next interview is with Samantha. Hi guys, so we're here with Samantha. Samantha, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, my name is Samantha. My favorite color is definitely pink. I am pretty crazy. I do have a pet hedgehog for this. Anyways, take it back, Jordan.
Okay, so we're gonna be asking you some questions today, Samantha. And first question, what is something you are self-conscious about?
I actually don't know. What is your biggest insecurity? What is something you're embarrassed about? I actually don't know.
Anything off the top of your head? We'll give it her a minute to think about it.
I'm a little bit embarrassed about my hair. I mean, like, I didn't like it before, but, like, I'm fine with it now. I like it now. It's, like, a here and there problem, but it's not that big of a deal, so, yeah.
Okay, next question. What is something, a strategy you do to make yourself feel better about that?
I usually just, like, go up to my room and have some chill time for a bit, so, yeah.
That's a great strategy. I think everybody should do that. Okay, next question. Do you have a pep talk that you could give everybody who's listening right now if they're have an insecurity or are self-conscious?
Well, like, everyone is pretty in their own way. You don't need to feel embarrassed about yourself or in any way. You're all pretty, so yeah.
That is a great pep talk. Thank you so much, Samantha. Bye.
Peace.
All right, everyone. We are all done with the interviews, and now we are going to talk about the coping strategies we can do in a situation when our insecurities take over our brains and our bodies. But first, we have a new mystery sound. I hope you can guess what it is.
To be honest, it kind of sounds like basketballs on a basketball court or something.
Okay.
Pen clicking?
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Oh gosh, that's hard. Maybe it's like something tapping or scraping against. Is it like a stick against the fence? We'll find out.
Now for the reveal of the mystery sound. The mystery sound was flicking a plastic box. Sorry to my friends who are guessing. They didn't get it exactly right, but they were close. But I'm guessing one of you guys out there got it right.
All right, everyone, that concludes our time together. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to follow all these amazing breathing strategies if you're ever in a tough situation. And I hope to see you again next time. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Toodles.
Bye.